This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katarina Sestarik. The Missouri Attorney General's office says a tax policy for certain gay couples recently announced by Governor Jay Nixon appears to comply with Missouri law. Nixon has directed Missouri's Department of Revenue to accept joint tax returns from same-sex couples who were legally married in other states. The Missouri Constitution recognizes marriage only between a man and a woman. But Nixon noted the federal government is now accepting joint income tax returns from legally married gay couples. He said Missouri law links the state tax code to the federal one. Attorney General spokeswoman Nancy Gonder says Nixon's policy appears to follow the requirements of Missouri tax law. But State Representative Chuck Gachenberger, a Republican from Lake St. Louis, says he is seeking a formal opinion from Attorney General Chris Coster. Senator Claire McCaskill says she'll introduce legislation requiring U.S. defense officials to address mismanagement in a military-led unit responsible for finding service members missing in action. McCaskill's remarks come several months after an Associated Press story revealed an internal Pentagon report harshly critical of the Joint POW-MIA Accounting Command, which searches for missing soldiers' remains. The Pentagon report included accusations of misconduct among those responsible for overseas missions to investigate prospects for recovering remains. McCaskill, a Democrat, said Friday at a news conference in Kansas City that she's preparing an amendment to the annual defense authorization bill. The amendment would give the Defense Department 1 year to submit a plan for reorganizing the Joint POW-MIA Accounting Command and improving its accountability. A Macon County Community Food Pantry is set to open up shop in a new spot next week. KBIA's Jordan Bowen reports.
The larger space for Macon County Ministries Emergency Food Pantry and monthly food distribution should make it possible for the organization to store a wider variety of food, including fresh produce, for its growing number of clients. Emergency Food Pantry Coordinator Linda Truitt says the new facility and its amenities will give clients more choices.
We're going to be able to offer much better food, a better quality, more nutritious, better variety, all of the above.
The Emergency Food Pantry includes a walk-in cooler to store fresh produce and an additional area for incoming donations. Two-thirds of the space is reserved for the monthly food distribution food supply, which includes the more than 44,000 pounds of food received from Central Missouri Food Bank each month. Sam Hartung is the monthly food distribution warehouse manager.
It's really going to be a lot better, especially with the holidays coming up, because with these walk-in coolers and walk-in freezers, we're able to offer more and better food than we were before, like a couple of pallets of potatoes.
The organization will operate under the same business hours at the new location. Jordan Bowen, KBIA News.
A Columbia Documentary Film Festival has won financial support from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences to continue exploring the boundaries between truth and fiction on the silver screen. The 10-year-old True False Film Festival has grown into a nationally known event, drawing more than 30,000 moviegoers to Columbia for an extended winter weekend. The three-year, $75,000 grant from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences will be used to produce the festival's Neither Nor series. In the film world, such films are part of a genre known as chimeric cinema. The festival previously received 2 one-year grants of $20,000 each from the Academy, which is best known for the annual Big Picture Oscar Awards. The head of the NAACP Salt Lake City branch is asking Missouri Governor Jay Nixon to commute a death sentence for a serial killer who killed 2 Salt Lake City joggers in 1980. Joseph Paul Franklin is scheduled to be executed Wednesday for the 1977 murder of a Missouri man outside a synagogue. He was also convicted in the 1980s killings of 20-year-old Ted Fields and 18-year-old David Martin, both black men. Janetta Williams, president of the NAACP's Salt Lake branch, says in a letter to Nixon that the execution costs more than keeping Franklin in prison for life. Franklin has claimed responsibility for nearly 24 other killings and many other crimes. He admitted shooting Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint in 1978, but was never charged. Meanwhile, Franklin's attorney says he is a paranoid schizophrenic who was abused as a child. She has asked federal and state courts and Governor Jay Nixon to halt the execution. All have declined. The 108 airports in Missouri contributed $11 billion to Missouri's economy, with $3.1 billion of that coming from more than 100,000 jobs, according to a study released by the Missouri Department of Transportation. The study looked at direct impact money, which includes the salaries of airport workers, ticket revenue, and contractors hired for construction. In addition to the direct impact, there is indirect impact money that includes hotel room and rental car sales. MoDOT Aviation Operations Manager Brian Gregory says the main reason for the growth in the past year is related to commercial airports.
The main reason for the growth is largely an increase in business activity. We have not seen a large increase in general aviation statewide, which would be the private pilots out there flying for their own use. But in business activity, we have seen an increase.
Columbia Public Works spokesperson Stephen Sapp says that Columbia Regional Airport contributes $87 million to the local economy. The airport employs 745 workers with a payroll around $27 million. Sapp says stability in the airport's flight provider helps keep planes relatively full.
Well, it certainly seems that we have a very stable air carrier at this point in American Airlines. Our passenger load demands, both on the inplanement and deplanement side, are always, at least so far, in the low 80s and have spiked as high as the mid to upper 80% range, which is extremely well.
In addition to employment and airline stability, SAP says that construction contracted out to local businesses contributes to the local economy. Columbia Regional Airport is also bringing in a second daily nonstop flight to Chicago in April 2014, which SAP says will increase the airport's capacity to 200 passengers, both in and outbound, per day. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.